Libiamo, libiamo nei lievi calici che la bellezza infiora. E oh, fuggevol, fuggevol, ora si m'ebria voluta. Libiamo, dolci fremiti che suscita l'amore, poiché quell'occhio
And now again, the epitaph of Sagilos. Again, the musical styles are vastly different, but the content, the expressive content, is so alike between these two pieces, thousands of years apart, though they may be. Some more dates. 46 BCE, Julius Caesar becomes dictator. 44 BCE, Julius Caesar becomes undictator. 29 to 19 BCE, Virgil writes the Aeneid. 4 BCE, Joshua ben Joseph, the historical Jesus Christ, is born. Circa 33 CE, Jesus dies. 54 CE, Nero becomes emperor of the empire. 70 CE, the temple at Jerusalem is destroyed. 313 CE, the emperor Constantine I issues the Edict of Milan, granting Christians and Christianity equal rights and protection along with the other religions of the Roman Empire. Constantine, himself a devout Christian, in effect makes Christianity the official state religion of the Roman Empire. Constantine himself was baptized at the very end of his life, postponing the step, like many of his aristocratic co-religionists, to the last possible minute when they were sure that they were incapable of sinning any further. Now, aside from the purely spiritual issues, the Edict of Milan was a very savvy political move on the part of Constantine. The Roman Empire, at the onset of the 4th century, was a huge, multinational, multi-ethnic police state, and it was beset with problems from both within and without. It was increasingly fragmented and repressive from within, and its resources were stretched to the breaking point as it tried to protect itself, to protect its borders, from without. The adoption of Christianity as the state religion helped to unify this otherwise diverse and increasingly fragmented Roman world. By declaring Christianity legal and actively promoting it himself, the Emperor Constantine probably bought the Roman Empire at least another 100 years of life. Now, the fall of Rome is traditionally dated to the year 476 CE, and the popular movie image of the fall of Rome sees befurred barbarians galloping through the streets of Rome, tearing down monuments, burning, besieging, raping, pillaging, making a big mess of the town. But this is old news. This, by 476, has already happened. In 410 CE, Alaric and his Visigoth army, Germans, entered Rome for 3 days and became the first foreign army to do so in over 800 years. In 455 CE, Gaiseric and his Vandal army, again German, plunder Rome for over 3 weeks. Look, the real reason why we date the fall of Rome to 476 is because that is the year that Italy ceased to be ruled by Italians. That was the year it became a German kingdom, and its disintegration would continue for another 100 years. Which brings us to the early church. As the prestige and power of the Roman emperor declined, that of the Roman bishop, that is, the pope, increased. gradually to become the predominant authority in matters of faith and discipline. As Roman municipal authority disintegrated, the church stood increasingly as the last bastion against barbarism and the last preserver of culture and learning in an increasingly hostile world.